So the big question is this: how are glazers like us, who are just trying to grow our businesses, spending money from our own pockets? How do we market in a way that gets our services out there while remaining profitable, yet still be able to dominate our local market? That is the question, and it's my job to give you the answer. My name is Justin Hall, and welcome to the Glazing Success Podcast. Welcome, guys, to the Successful Glazer Podcast. This is our inaugural episode, episode one. I am Justin Hall, owner of Glass Pro Digital. I help glass and glazing entrepreneurs grow their businesses rapidly using digital marketing. And with me today, we have Bill Daubman, the owner of My Shower Door, D3 Glass, recipient of Manufacturer of the Year in Florida, 6 times Inc. 5000 recipient national, 2 times regional Inc. 5000 recipient, Southwest Florida District Entrepreneur of the Year, or Distinguished Entrepreneur, and the Small Business Association recognized Best Family-Owned Business. So, Mr. Daubman, welcome. Thank you for joining me today. How are you?
Thanks, Justin. Man, that sounds pretty impressive, but you know, people that are listening to this have to realize this isn't just me. We've got a whole team behind us, but I think that's kind of what the podcast is about, how to grow your business and build that team so that you'll be in that same position.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And that's kind of one of the things I wanted to touch on real quick. Tell me, other than the amazing successes you guys have had, who are some of the key members of your team that you would say have helped you get to where you are?
Oh, my God. Well, it starts off at our family, right? We were a family-owned business. So my wife, my two sons, Douglas and Keith. Kind of interesting. A lot of people say that we're a lot like the Disney family, where we have one that's a visionary and one that's the financially responsible one. And I kind of have that, the same thing. I've got one that's a very good visionary, and then the other one that says, hey, let's pump the brakes a little bit, make sure we have the money to pay for it. So it's a pretty good balance. So I start off with my family, and then it goes into our regional sales managers, all of our store managers, and of course, our installation operations manager. We've gone through those pain points of growing the business, starting off with just 3 family members. And now we're at about 137 employees. So we've gone from 3 to 137.
And how many years did it take for you guys to get there? First off, congratulations. That's some astronomical growth.
It is. It comes with its pains. Let me tell you got to have perseverance to be able to do it. But again, with good background and good people, you can do it.
Yes, sir.
I had a similar business up in Massachusetts before I sold it and moved here. So we opened in Florida, September 2003. So here we are going on 2022, right? We're almost 20 full years down here. So over the last 19 years, that's where our growth has been.
That's excellent. And when you moved from Massachusetts to Florida, tell me a little bit about that. What was the reason for that move?
It's all my wife, and I thank her every single day.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. The weather's got to be a lot better.
It's not the best environment to carry glass or be in a glazing business, but she often went out with me on estimates. And we were coming out of this house after one of those rotten, rainy days, and you had that ice covering on the sidewalks and then that very thin layer of snow. Her feet went out from under her. She went right down on both wrists, and before she got up off the ground, she says, "We're moving to Florida." Wow. What are you thinking? And she made it happen. Like I said, I thank her every single day. It was the best move ever.
Absolutely. That sounds like that was an excellent decision on her part. So tell me a little bit about when you moved to Florida, how did you guys get started with D3 Glass and with My Shower Door?
Okay, so we started in 2003, and at that time, it was not My Shower Door. I was part of a group with a guy named Tom Whitaker out of Norwalk, Connecticut, called Mr. Shower Door. Anybody that's been around in the shower door industry for a while knows Tom, and he's very, very well known. And I was fortunate to run into him, and we were one of his license holders. He licensed the name Mr. Shower Door to us. And I had 2 locations, one in Agawam, Massachusetts, which is Springfield, and then I had Hartford, Connecticut. But when Donna made the decision to move, we had to sell that. And that business is currently going on. But we moved down to Florida and we didn't know anybody. We had 0 contacts. And it was just Donna, myself, and my son, Douglas. Keith stayed up north with the man that purchased the Mr. Shower Door location until they got their feet wet, and he joined us about 3 months later.
Excellent, excellent. So you just kind of took all the lessons you had learned and transferred them to the My Shower Door companies. And tell me, what were some of the biggest problems that you faced when you got started back up again?
Well, the biggest problem was not knowing anybody, but in a way that was kind of good. I had to make new relationships. It forced us to go to those events that a lot of people don't like going to, the Chamber of Commerce, the Builder Association, the Remodeling Association. It forced us to, because we didn't have a customer base to work with. Fortunately, Keith and Doug and I are very good marketing people. We're guerrilla marketers. We get the word out. We know how to write press releases that can get us some publicity. I was creative enough to be able to do a few things that got us really big notoriety in the Naples area. And then our business just kept growing. Now, you mentioned D3 Glass. D3 is an offshoot of My Shower Door, because we were buying so much glass from your neck of the woods, the guys in Coral Industries over in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, yeah. I know all about Coral.
God, I've known Lewis and Grant and Al Askew for years. And basically, they were the best of the worst. A lot of fabricators were not very good down here. We had our experiences with a couple of the big boys, and they were dropping the ball on very simple orders. But Coral was very consistent back then. But it got to the point where they were only coming to Florida once a week. And our business demanded that we had the glass faster than that, because should there be a scratch, a chip, a mismeasurement, a misfabrication, our builders weren't going to wait another week. So Douglas, my son, got all the numbers together, calculated what it would cost for us to buy a building and get some machinery in and start making our own glass. And in 2012, D3 was formed, and the first glass off the ovens came out at the end of 2012, beginning of 2013.
That's excellent. So you guys are one of the only companies in the industry that actually manufactures, warranties, and installs your own glass, right?
Yes. And on top of that, we have our own line of hardware also.
Oh, wow.
You know, most other guys are either ordering from Sierra Lawrence or Portals or, those are the two big players for hardware. I guess US Horizons is another one.
Yes, sir.
We've found that over the years, the amount of service calls that we had with the type of hinges that we were dealing with Sierra Lawrence, there had to be a better way. And we were able to come up with a better way, and we've modified it probably four times over the years for ease of installation and less callbacks.
I don't know how many times when I was glazing, I don't know how many times we would get called out to replace pivots or to replace clamp hinges or replace all kinds of stuff. So I understand exactly where you're coming from there.
Yeah. So we've always had in mind that the name My Shower Door could be a good national brand. We might be able to go into franchising at some point. So to kind of test the waters, we have six affiliate stores across the country that are open for business, following our business model and using our hardware. And we've got them as beta test sites throughout the country to make sure that our business model would work not only in Florida with the Dobbins involved, but without the Dobbins involved and in different areas of the country.
And how is that working out?
It's working out extremely well. The very first one that bought into it has opened a second location. The second one that bought into it opened a second location. And the third and fourth ones are still on one location.
That's excellent.
They're all profitable and doing very well.
So talk to me about, other than the contractors that you guys work with, what are some of the ways that you guys were able to generate new business from your communities, from, say, someone who called you and wanted to have a shower door installed or saw your website and wanted to interact with you from there?
Yeah, now keep in mind, I'm 66 years old, right? So I guess people would say I'm old school, but when we started, the internet wasn't even involved. When I was still a Mr. Shower Door, there was no internet. So we were doing things old school. We were knocking on doors. We were getting building permits from the building department and calling on the contractors. Like I said, going to the Home Builder Association meetings and networking. We just did a tremendous amount of networking. But as the internet grew and got involved. And you get involved with Constant Contact to send out blast emails. Now we get into Skype. We get into video conferencing, texting, even FaceTime. So we can make more contacts in less amount of time, but we still have that face-to-face contact. So we use technology to our advantage as it's grown.
That's excellent. And what does your marketing stack look like now? Just like a high level overview. How does that look?
All right. We have a full marketing department here now. We have a director of marketing that is the analytical person so that we can track return on investment for marketing dollars. We know that when a certain ad runs in a certain location, what the response is, what the call is on it. And then as we follow it down the funnel to see what it generates to into overall sales. We also have a full-time graphic designer and videographer. So you'll see us putting out an awful lot of social media content, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We try and follow all the digital formats. Now, what I've found, a lot of the glass shops just aren't to the point where they can afford to get somebody like that. And most of the mom and pop glass shops, they have to do it on their own. So they're working 24/7 making their own posts and they're doing well at it. But if you really want to grow big time, you have to invest in the people that do this for a living.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And as far as transitioning from your guerrilla marketing over into the internet, how much more quickly has your business grown with that transition?
Exponentially. It's funny I say now because back when I was in Massachusetts, it was very difficult for me to write a check to the newspaper to run a print ad. And once we got to a certain size and ran it in the Sunday paper and we saw the benefits of it, I was kicking myself and said, why didn't we do more of this? And I took an entrepreneurial class and the facilitator of the class said, of all the companies that are here, I know My Shower Door because they are advertising even when times are good. A lot of guys pull back, they're busy and they have the work, but as soon as that spigot stops, now they're starting from scratch. Their name isn't out there. The awareness isn't there. So we have a budget and we run we are really busy right now and it's almost like throwing gas on the fuel or on the fire. But at some point we need to be made a household name and we're not there yet. I don't know if we'll ever be there, but we just have to keep putting money into advertising dollars, but tracking it also, make sure it's working.
Absolutely. Return on investment is super important. Yeah. Some of the ways that we always like to track things is with Google Analytics and with other similar platforms like that. So as far as hiring is concerned, I know with a lot of the companies that I've been speaking with have problems sourcing glazers and, getting qualified new prospects in the door for actual positions that they have open. Could you talk a little bit about how you guys source your employees and how you train them?
Yeah, it's all about training, right? So if you want to open up your job market, you have to have training. And most glass shops, the training is, hey, get in a truck with this guy and go with him and he'll teach you the ropes. And maybe 2 years later, if he hangs on, he might be ready to go out on his own. So we developed our own in-house training program. We have a full-time trainer in-house. We've built the training displays right in our warehouse with 4 tiled vignettes, almost like you're going into a person's home. And there's different layouts between a very simple tub and 5-foot shower stall or a custom neo angle with a transom and all that. So we do the training in-house. Now that opens up our job market to anybody that has a good attitude and somewhat good with their hands and with tools and can carry the glass.
That's excellent. That's one of the biggest recommendations that we make. As a matter of fact, it's something that we're looking at putting together within the next year or so is a nationwide training program for companies to be able to install in their own shops and to help standardize the process by which it happens across the smaller privately owned companies. So
yeah, there's a couple organizations out there, one called Glazier Nation that I ran into at the National Glass Show this year. And they came here and they want to do an expose on this because it's exactly what the the mom and pop glass shops or the guys with five or six installers and they want to grow. It's what they need. So they're going to do an expose on us. And I was also asked by the National Glass Association to sit on your board. We're putting together an installation guide for safety and best practices for installers, and whether that's a sliding door or a custom steam with transoms. We're laying it all now. And it's nice that I'm working with other glazers around the country. So whether in your the northwest part of the United States, the northeast, southwest, anywhere in the United States, I think we have 20 on the board. We do a Zoom call similar to this, and we all have our installation guide out there, and we all have a document to work off of for each monthly meeting, and it should be done by the end of 2022.
That's excellent. I will definitely look forward to seeing that, because that's something that a lot of shops run into with hiring and retaining and training employees, and that's definitely slowing their growth down. So let me ask now, as we come towards the end of the show, talk to me, what is some of the advice that you would give someone who is, maybe one of those five or six person shops, or, just them and their wife, or, three or four installers or whatever, one of those smaller guys, what's some advice you would have for them on how they can speed up their growth and get things going right?
Maybe I have an unfair advantage by having a great family. But investing in people, good quality people. And I think that's always been a stumbling block, is paying enough money to get a good quality person that will stay there, and give them a vision of the future. In other words, there's no sense going through and training everybody if they're going to leave you because the guy down the street's going to offer them 25 cents an hour more. Pay them a good wage, get them good benefits so that they can make a career out of it. Then you're saving your investment. And those are the guys that'll bend over backwards for you when you need them to work Christmas Eve because a job has to get done. Or we'll get in a truck and run over on a Saturday to pick up a part that was delayed because a job has to get done. As we were growing the business, it was either myself or my sons that would do that. Now we have staff that will do that because we treat them good. So it's really about building a great culture, paying them a good wage, and continually training. That's how you get more people on board.
Yes, sir. So where could some of our listeners go to find out more about My Shower Door?
Well, the easiest, and if I didn't tell you, you probably would have guessed, it's myshowerdoor.com. But you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. My son Keith is an enormous presence on LinkedIn. They're considering him an influencer. He's got that much of a following. I know when we went to the glass show, the kid was a rock star there. Anybody in the glass industry is following Keith. Now, Keith opened up an architectural division also. So we're doing wine closets, glass railing systems, office partitions, all with heavy glass. So you can follow us there. So you've got our website, our social media. You'll find us.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. Bill, thank you for being here with me today. If you guys want to find out more about Bill, you guys check him out at, like he said, myshowerdoor.com. You can also check out glassprodigital.com to see what we have to offer, help you guys grow your businesses. Again, Bill, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you next time, man. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Justin. Good luck to you. Bye now.
Yo, thanks for checking out that episode, guys. Would you like some help growing your glass business? If so, then join my Facebook group, Business Success for Glazing Professionals, by going to glazer.tv/FB group. That's glazer.tv/FB group. See you there.